What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb Zlotik je.
Hello, and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. Well.
Yes. Week two.
A week later. You're still with us anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How are you finding it?
Tough, to be honest. I'm finding it tough, Andy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I assume you're the same.
I am, Terry. I mean, this is kind of my lifestyle anyway. So I feel like it's
not even that. It's like working from home is what I'm finding tough.
How are you finding your concentration levels when you work from home?
It's not even like because I'm working through a web portal.
Yeah,
none of my hotkeys or anything like that. That I would normally be like, I'd normally be jumping around and doing stuff quickly. Now it's like you have to.
It takes
drag
like 2 minutes what it would have taken you like a second to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of that. Like so, it's slow progress in terms of that. But yet, there's still a lot of stuff coming through. So you're like, oh, just give me one hot minute. Like, normally I'd have this done. Like, something might take me an hour that I would have done in 20 minutes. Like, you know,
right.
Just like, and I don't have a proper desk set up here, so my bones are creaking and crackling.
I'm sitting right now. I realize a real lack of desks that I have. I'm sitting on a beanbag in the kids' toy room. My back is already killing me. We're 2 minutes in.
I've been having a bath nightly because I'm in such a pain. I'm like, oh.
I'll tell you one thing as well. I'm getting fat.
Yes.
You got fat, to quote a former colleague when I walked in the door. Because I would describe my diet as like...
Bad.
Like, I eat shite, but I work out a lot.
Mm.
So it's that happy middle ground. Whereas if I just ate well and didn't work out, I would probably look a lot better than I currently look. But without the working out, I have been putting on the LBs.
I weighed myself... And it was foolish. I did it after dinner the other night.
Right.
And boy howdy, I did not like what I saw. Now, in fairness, I got up the next morning and weighed myself after a massive dump.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm back, I'm normal. But that was like a holy shit, don't let it happen. Like,
but I don't
like,
know
like
what
5 pounds
is.
Extra. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
but that's the thing. I don't know what the rules are. It fluctuates wildly depending on where in the house I stand and at what time. So I'm like, well, which is it like?
Well, I can't weigh myself in the East Wing.
Yeah, I know. I'm 10 pounds heavier in the East Wing.
But it's, you know, it's...
I've been trying to get the homeschooling in, but like Johnny's teacher didn't leave any homework. Like everyone else left homework. Now, granted, it's just junior infants, but still, all the other junior infants classes got it. So like now there's this like online thing where they can send things to parents and all that. So like we had to buy a printer, then it didn't work. Oh, we had to buy a wire for the printer so we can print out like. The letter M a million times so she can trace it sort of thing, you know, like that sort of stuff. So that's been challenging, but we're getting there. We got the wire on good old Amazon today, and then I realized as I was unpacking my mixer, we have the very wire I needed this whole time.
That's how Amazon gets you, my friend.
So, you know, now I'm the idiot. Well, we all knew that.
Yeah. Have you been watching anything lately? Or
Now, Terry, I know what you're asking, and you know what I'm going to say, and the answer is yes, I have my subscription to Disney Plus. Do you?
Yeah, I watched this episode on it last night, actually. Twice last year.
How? Excellent reference.
Really? Oh, where would I have seen your work?
Well, have you been to, let me see, Santiago, Chile?
Twice last year. Which building's yours?
It's like it was made for us. You've got all the Marvel movies right there and all the Simpsons movies.
The only Marvel movie that it didn't have on it was the Hulk.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have it because it...
They did you a favour.
Yeah, well, we'll save it on the other podcast.
But let me ask you this. Well, one, actually, should I say that it would be great for you, the listener, if you know now you have. If I imagine a lot of people will be on Disney Plus, especially those with kids, even those with not without kids.
Yeah.
But you can watch the episode ahead of the podcast. You can watch the Marvel movie ahead of our other podcast, and then you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. You know what? I wish they would do for it though, because Disney owns so much stuff.
Yeah.
I wish they would have an adult section for it.
Yeah.
If you get me, like, it's like all those ones I wanted, like all those Touchstone Pictures, like those like mid-90s Denzel movies, like none of them are on it, like, you know, like the subsidiary of Disney. And I wish they would come up with like just
like
the over 18
Pixar Touchstone
parents, you know. Ooh. like something like that, where the kids, you know, the parents can put a code on it, even if it's like,
fuck off.
Surely Disney owned Don Imus at this stage.
What's your profile photo?
Forky.
Nice.
Yeah, of course, had to be.
I put a lot of thought into mine. And to be honest, now listen, I went with Buzz Lightyear. I'm not comparing myself to Buzz Lightyear, but it was more his expression that I've gone with. And I made Kerry Scar.
It's about right, yeah?
Yeah, so that's what we did. But it's been amazing. Like, I only got it yesterday. I watched The Good Dinosaur, never watched it.
What'd you think?
It was good.
He's a good dinosaur. That boy.
Watched Heavyweights.
Heavyweights,
I know. So fucking good. Jerry Stiller as well, especially.
Don't let anybody sign your checks.
And it's like, 1 minute you're the owner of Camo, the next filing for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Jesus. It was just the fat man's gonna tell me what's healthy. The only way that it fell short for it only fell short for the super terrific happy ending that they gave it, where it was like I almost couldn't take it by the end. It was so
I like how they do it, that like he's carted off to the loony bin, though, like the Ben Stiller, you know, they have like a towel around him. It's like, okay, come on.
And plus, the whole time, his father in it, who's played by Ben Stiller, he just wants to go.
Who's been here the longest? 18 years. What the hell have you been doing with yourself?
It's your try.
Right. Here you go. Do the hokey pokey magic like that. I'm hope.
You notice that that character there that Ben Stiller plays, the father, is very similar. You might say identical.
I didn't think it literally just until you were saying it, but it is. Isn't
it's
it?
The because the character in Starsky and Hutch that he's doing is like. He does like windows or blinds or something, and isn't the guy in Heavyweights something like that, or gutters or something?
The lighting fixture king.
Yeah. So there you go. Good. Like,
brilliant. And it was Kerry actually who put it on. I was like, brilliant. I was like, you were in for such a treat.
Have to watch that with Faye again. Last time we were watching it, she kind of had a cold and conked out on the couch, and I was just like, huh?
Oh. I know. Yeah, but it's been great. I have to say, it's already in my eyes the second best streaming app out there. I'm going to put Netflix ahead of it just because of its history, even though I can find nothing on Netflix right now.
I tell you what, I watched over the weekend because have you noticed that a lot of the films that have come out recently are now going direct VOD.
VOD?
Yeah, video on demand.
So
because, so you say that new Vin Diesel one that came out, that Bloodshot, called. It came out there a week or two ago, and they know they're not going to have a theatrical run because of coronavirus. So they're releasing it straight to home video, so you can buy it. You buy it for £20. All
right.
And you can watch it, whatever. Now, I have ways around this, to be honest. And
I've
sent you the website. I'm not going to say
ways.
I've sent you the website, Andy, that has the perfectly legal, as far as I know, stream. but they have a lot of, you know, recent releases that are out. I managed to watch a movie called The Hunt. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have heard of it. Who's in it? What's it about?
It's about a bunch of people that wake up in the middle of, like, it's kind of like a country manor.
Oh, I like that.
And they're like, they have these like gags on their mouth, and they're being hunted by rich people. It's like the poor hunted by the rich.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love those types of films. It was okay. Yeah, it was decent. It's weird because I was like, oh, I know that guy, and I like that guy, and then it's like, oh, he's dead. All you right. know, like that kind of thing.
I can't wait to see what this guy is gonna do.
Exactly. You know, it's very much like that. Like, I remember watching Battle Royale.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, and I was like, oh, this guy is dangerous, man. He's gonna be the one. It's like, oh, he's dead. Like, okay, that sort of stuff. But you know, it's decent. I like the idea of that, like, and it's one of those.
I like those sort of concept movies. Horrors, you know, like you can give the concept in one sentence of the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always a sign of.
But I think the whole thing is like, it's like the lefties in America are the bad guys in this one. So it's like the liberals are the ones hunting the.
Well, it depends who you ask. Am I right?
The liberals are the ones hunting the red staters.
Right.
Dennis from It's Always Sunny is in
no
it.
No way.
Yeah, he's in it. A few other people, but yeah, it's really? Look, it's like 87 minutes or something. You
okay,
know.
Well, you should have started with that now, Terry. I would have paid more attention.
Yeah, but it's good. But I tell you what else I saw.
Yes.
Because I've been trying to watch, you know, I've been keeping up with my Westworld, I've been keeping up with my Better Call Saul.
I watched Westworld.
Can I
interject briefly? I hadn't really seen much of season two. I'm really just going in at season three.
Have you seen season one?
I think I saw season one, yeah.
Season one's great. Really
season
good.
One, I hadn't. My issue with season one was just like every episode, it was like. And like, plot twist, he's a robot. Plot twist, she's a robot. Like, episode four. Well, you're never going to believe
like
it.
Season two, then.
But once I got over that, season three so far has been very good.
Have you watched the first two?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. So last it makes me good. Want to go back. I preferred the first one, actually, but yeah.
I did too, but I like that they're doing different things. The first episode is completely different to the
completely
second
different.
Episode.
Completely different.
You get me?
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, very good.
Some good acting in it as well.
Yeah. So I'll be going back now to season one and two. I think we have that on Sky.
I've been trying. You know, it's been harder and harder to, you know, fit the movies in. Like I said, I fit the hunt in at the weekend, but Saturday morning,
right? Ooh, okay.
I fit in.
What you got for me?
I fit in a little blue furball that we like to know.
Sonic. Was it good, Terry?
Let me tell you, this is a movie that is a little bit charming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it.
Yes,
I
knew
it. I really enjoyed it. What I most enjoyed about it was Jim Carrey's performance. I have
to
say,
is he?
It's almost like he realized, I used to be great at doing this wacky sort of stuff.
Until I became that.
Like, he gets the balance just right here. Like, it's a little bit like closer to The Mask or like Ace Ventura than it is, say, Mr. Popper's Penguins or one of those when he was like going full kid thing. Like, he has a bit of bite to him, like he's playing the bad guy, obviously playing Robotnik. But there's a lot of like, rock, hola, you know, like real, like.
That's good. That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'd like him to revive those sort of roles. Like, I was only watching Ace Ventura the other day, and I was absolutely cracking up laughing when he's trying to prove that it's a man. And it's like, that kind of surgery can be done over the weekend.
Boy, that's really on there. But tell me this, would a real woman be missing these? That kind of surgery can be done over the weekend. But I doubt very much if he could find the time during his busy schedule to get rid of big old Mr. Knish.
Big old Mr. Knish.
Like, got any more of that gum, Ace? It's none of your business, and I'll thank you to stop asking.
I love Jim Carrey, I have to say.
He's had a rough decade or so, to be honest. But yeah, he seems to be like he's doing that show where he's a children's entertainer.
Yeah, is that supposed to be good?
Supposed to be good, yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but it's there. It's a half hour thing, so a bit more palatable.
Good.
But I would say Sonic, I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. I'm actually delighted to hear that.
A lot of people are talking that it's the best video game movie ever.
Oh, so people, so it's gotten good sort of reviews.
It made the most money for a video game adaptation.
Right.
And the reviews were like, Jesus, like, it's quite a good movie. It really helps that they actually went back and changed what he looked like. Because
so that was the only thing that they changed, was just the look of Sonic.
I think so. I don't think they changed the story, as far as I know. Like,
I don't know if I'm happy that it's a success, or a little bit perturbed that it's a success. Now, look, I don't want to be labeled a hater, Terry, but...
Haters gonna hate.
They shouldn't have gone back with their hat in their hands and said, well, why don't you tell us what we like? Like, I'm glad that, you know, I like the franchise Sonic, and I'm glad for Sonic's sake that it's good. But someone's too smug in all this, and I just don't know who it is.
The fans. People getting maybe. What they want. Yeah, people getting what they want. How dare they be happy?
How dare they?
They do a good job, and they've set it up for sequels, so you know that's going to be coming down the pike, I'd say.
Dead.
My boy James Marsden from Westworld. He's Teddy in Westworld.
I don't know the character names yet.
He's not in season 3.
Oh no, I was going to say.
I tell you what, he was in Anchorman 2 as the rival
newscaster.
Turned it off
after 20 minutes.
After 20 minutes?
It was awful, Terry. That was awful. Yeah, I know. That was an awful movie.
It's a swing and a miss from Ferrell.
I went to put on, what was it? Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, I've lost it. There was a movie that it was It. I put on It. Turned it off after 5 minutes.
Wow.
Now, the opening scene was, you know, good.
The opening scene is great.
Yeah, that was good. It was kind of got it ruined, but like, if I'd have seen it fresh, I would have thought, oh, okay. And then the dialogue that just immediately followed it. You know when you just know what kind of movie it's going to be from the first few minutes of dialogue?
Well, look,
and I'm just like,
no. If you didn't make it past the first one, the second one, sweet Jesus.
That? Shit.
Oh, God. It's like 2.5 hours.
The fucking nerve on these
guys.
They
do a whole thing because it's the grown-up versions of the kids. And they do a whole thing where it's like they have to confront their... Spoilers for It Part 2.
Skip ahead for the next 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah, but they do a whole thing where it's like how... You know, they had their run-ins with him in the first movie, and then they have a run-in with him as a... It's more they go places as an adult... Have a flashback of another time that they had a run-in with the clown as a kid, and then have a run-in with him as an adult. So you're like, okay, it just seems like padding. I was like, this film could have been an hour shorter. Just get to the fucking point of it. And you know me, I like to let a movie breathe. I don't say that an awful lot lightly, but like that one was
too long.
Yeah,
I love hearing
in the
you
cinema, I was
saying
like, what the fuck? Like, it's a horror movie. Like, it's not Apocalypse Now. Like, anyone else watching this? Everybody else just shoving popcorn in their mouth. Riveting.
But you know what? I feel like It is a classic example of horror movies being made for people who aren't horror fans. You know what I mean? I feel like there's too many, it's maybe 80-20 of like movies that are made for, you know, the way you hear, I mean, you know, we all know them, but they're like, oh, I couldn't finish it, you know what I mean? Or, you know, that's sort of like very easily sort of scared. I think it's more made for that sort of demographic rather than sort of, I guess, because we've watched so many of those sort of movies, you're just sort of looking at it, you know what I mean? But
like, the TV series wasn't great. Now that if you ever watch it back, like
it?
Tim Curry, yeah,
was that a TV series?
It was like a mini series. Sorry, it was like two parts, hour long, or you know,
oh, right.
With Tim Curry as it. I remember watching it. Tim Curry as
if it's Tim Curry. Forget everything I said.
Forget it. Let's shifting gears before we get into The Simpsons. I tell you what's on Disney Plus, and
yes.
Maybe you can watch it before next week, because I love it. I don't know if you're a fan of The Muppets.
I am, yeah. Who isn't?
Muppet Treasure Island?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, Tim Curry as Long John Silver.
You know what? I might have seen it in bits. I don't think I've ever seen it from start to finish. I do have a recollection.
Everybody goes on about Muppet Christmas Carol, and rightly so. Great Christmas movie. But
yeah.
People are sleeping on Muppet Treasure Island, man.
Right.
It is such a good movie. The kid in it, the kid is annoying. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But that's a kid, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know. I watched that on the way to Australia when I saw it was on the Etihad flight thing. I was like, oh, I'm sticking this on. I haven't seen this in 20 years.
I could just picture like a silent cabin and just just your laughter every 5 minutes.
This cigar, like,
oh, really now? This is too much.
That's about as good a segue, I think, to get into the episode proper.
Yes, sir. And yes. Can I tell you what episode we're talking about today, Jay?
Sure.
We are talking about the 11th episode of Season 6, Fear of Flying.
A classic.
A absolute classic. Originally aired December 18th, 1994. It was written by David Sachs and directed by Mark Kirkland.
He's coming up quite a bit, Kirkland, in this season. He's doing a good job.
This was the first sort of episode that had that later season vibe, I kind of thought. I don't know if I'm alone in that. But, like, not even necessarily in a bad way. I mean, later season as in, like, season, like, 8 or 9 sort of vibe.
It had that sort of...
kind of silliness or...
Yeah, a little bit of silliness, but also that, like, it's kind of still a very grounded thing. You know, like, when we talked about the silliness last year, where it was, like, Homer in space or something, you know.
Yeah,
that was like this one here. They're doing that like personal story, but also not afraid to get, you know, wacky cutaways almost, like, you know.
But it featured a whole bunch of guest stars, including Anne Bancroft, Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson, Rhea Perlman, John Ratzenberger, and George Wendt. All appear.
Now, let me ask you before we go any further.
Yes,
who's George Wendt?
He is an American actor and comedian. Best known.
Oh, you son of a bitch. What character is he?
In Cheers?
Yeah.
Isn't he your man in the skit where he's like, I'll kill you?
It's Norm.
Yeah.
Norm.
Oh, right. You know, like that guy? No, I'm not. I'm thinking of the other guy.
That's Ratzenberger. He's Cliff.
Right.
Settle down there, Norm. Save that pipe for karaoke.
Right, well, I've mugged myself off there, so I'm just going to... Anyway, I'm just going to...
Well, sorry for interrupting you. Come on.
That's all right. Nielsen rating of 9.6. It finished 48th in the ratings for that week, and it was the highest rated show on Fox that week, beaten only by Beverly Hills and Mar... Now, see... Oh, sorry. It was the third highest rated show on Fox that week. Doesn't matter. Anyway... It, as I said, featured all those people. It was
people.
I'm not reading as I'm going. The story of the episode came about when David Sachs came into the writer's room with an idea for an episode where Marge just goes to a therapist for one reason or another. And they structured the rest of the plot around that storyline.
They did a good job then, if that's the starting point, like, you know.
Yeah, because I almost sort of started in the middle and worked their way
around.
Outwards, like, as I mentioned, they got the central cast of Cheers, ironically with the exception of Kelsey Grammer.
Why was that? Did they say why it was?
They said the staff couldn't arrange the script to allow time in the episode for Grammer, who already had a recurring role, as we all know, as Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Which seems like a shame. I was waiting. When that scene was on, I was looking at him, waiting for him to sort of deliver a line.
And they did. They gave him the Frasier with the beard.
Yeah.
Rather than the, you know, clean-shaven Frasier.
Early season Frasier.
Yeah.
What a great show.
Oh, really now?
Just him, he's just funny, like, you know. And I've never seen a role that anyone was more born to play.
Nobody else could have played that role of Frasier.
No way.
Nobody else could have played that. Like, maybe in the Cheers version of it,
he
probably could have got. But like when he moved to Frasier, he encapsulated that character.
He owned that. Like, he's almost known more as Frasier than as Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah,
and they're very indistinguishable at times, like, you know.
But, oh, that time when he fell off the stage.
Oh my god, he really hurt himself.
Like a 10-foot drop though, like.
And it wasn't even like, you know, he couldn't, he hurt him so much that he couldn't even like, oh, well, so, sorry about that, folks. He was just like, oh, oh.
Drift trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Oh, Kelsey. I can't even watch it again.
No, me neither. I only remember it was like, much. Why did they design the stage like that? It was like a jigsaw piece or something. Like,
trying to be hip and cool. Yeah. But listen, anyway, that's all I've got to be.
Shall we get into the episode?
Please. And can I say that from the get-go, the opening scene, I'm laughing already.
Hey, Mo. You got change for a five?
Yeah, sure thing, Lenny. A snake in a cash register. That's a great prank, fellas. Great. Oh, I'm gonna be sick tonight.
Hey, Ma, you wanna smell my flower?
Do I? Oh, I'm burning up here. Oh, taking advantage of my alcohol-soaked clothes. Oh, it's funny, and it makes you think. Oh, I need some coffee before I black out. Homer, pass me the sugar.
This is gonna be great.
Oh, jeez!
Oh, there's sugar all over the bar now.
That's not funny, Homer.
Yeah, we were just messing around, and you had to go too far.
How many people want Homer banned from this place for life?
Yeah!
And then, like, straight away, he's like, how many people want Homer banned for life? Like, Jesus Christ.
So he's taking his character off Mount Lushmore. And I'm taking your favorite song out of the jukebox.
It's raining, man.
Yeah. I love how, like, the sound of him throwing it like a frisbee, the sound of it whanking Smithers in the side of the head. Like,
But now it's a record. Like, did Cars at one stage play records?
No, I think he's just gonna bring it home and play it though.
Like. Oh, right.
And it's like, I love when he's like, "It's raining, man." Like, yeah, not no more, it ain't.
I was already laughing. It was already one of my favorite bits of the episode.
Like every time I put on the DVD with this, it's so good. And then like Homer is just miserable at home.
Yeah. So he basically has nowhere to go. So Marge is like, "Well, if you pretend this couch were a bar, then you could spend more nights at home with us."
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
And Lisa, of course, the Springfield's answer line to a question no one asks. Like, did you know that the Chinese use the same word for crisis as they do for opportunity?
Yes, Christ-a-tunity. So he decides he's going to find a new bar to drink in. He's going to get drunker than he's ever been in his life. Now, where's my wallet?
I like that they don't even make a thing about it. Bart just pulls it from his own pocket. It's like, right here.
Thank you. And then Homer going into wherever he goes, it's like a restaurant or something.
High end.
Yeah. I love your man's voice. Like,
"Good evening, sir. Would you please leave without a fuss right now?"
Okay.
I like the fact that your man is smiling the whole time. Yeah, it almost makes it more sort of threatening. He's just like, "Could you please leave?"
And then we get to the Cheers bar, and I think it's just, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
This looks like a nice friendly place.
Sammy, you're too old to go on a date with two twins on the same night you're supposed to marry Diane without Rebecca knowing.
Okay, Carl, I'll make you a bet. If this affects my major league comeback, I'll sell the bar.
Woody, give me a beer.
I think you've had enough, Mr. Peterson. My chiropractor says I can't carry you home anymore.
Just give me another beer, you brain dead hick. I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you!
Oh. Whoa, settle down, Nami. Oh. Gotta save those pipes for karaoke.
I love you guys.
I actually genuinely thought the first few lines, I was like, geez, they do really good impressions. I didn't think that they'd have all of them. Like,
just give me another beer, you brain-dead hick. I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you.
The Simpsons always do that well.
Yeah.
That, I'll kill you. I'll kill all of you, man.
And then, like, Homer runs out and he's just like, I love you guys.
And was Cheers still on Cheers. At that time? It was, wasn't it?
Well, no, Cheers would have been finished, I think. Frasier would have started.
Oh, right.
Maybe actually.
94?
Is this 94, yeah?
Yeah, well, end of 94, December 94.
Yeah, maybe, because I know that Seinfeld were always giving out that, like, they were taking the Cheers lead.
Yeah. Oh, true, yeah. Would have been around that time, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I say Seinfeld, Larry David. Yeah. Like, if they didn't watch on Wednesdays, I don't want to watch on Thursdays. I don't want to be Cheers, little brother. Of course, the classic joke about Homer being at the lesbian bar.
Yeah. And what was his line?
He's like, there's something bothering me about this place. And you're like, oh, okay, he doesn't know it's a lesbian bar.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know, this lesbian bar doesn't have a fire exit. Enjoy your death trap, ladies.
What was her problem?
Yeah, great. And, then
you get the great Homer. Well, it's not Homer. It's Guy Incognito.
Greetings, good men. Might I trouble you for a drink?
But like he comes in and like who like do they hate? Are they not his friend? He's banned for life, and then they beat the shit out of him and toss him out unconscious. Like,
I love, he's like, oh, get out of here, Homer. Like, yeah. Like at the start, they're like, okay, he's just a nuisance. Okay, whatever. And then they just look, like, 0 to 60 is like, yeah. Pummel him.
They beat the shit out of him. Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the
puffy tail.
Puffy tail. Homer finds him. That man's my double. Oh my God, that dog has a puffy tail. Didn't like that.
That's a real,
one.
Like, crutch joke, I find now. Like, yeah. You know?
I feel like they didn't need that. But I guess, yeah.
I do like that. Oh, here puff, here puff.
Yeah. And then he finally gets the last bar in Springfield.
Favorite part about this when he gets there is when he said he's going to have to give up drinking. The noise of the liver. Yay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he has to be a pilot to drink here. I love this. He's like, I am a pilot.
Where's your uniform?
I stowed it safely in the overhead compartment.
Well, you talk the talk. Here's a loner.
Like, so easy.
Yeah. It just looks like your man is so laid back and he's like, you talk the talk. So I love how as well, it's like the man bursts into a bar.
Is his first place to look. He doesn't call any pilots who are just at home. He rushes into the bar.
They need somebody to go to the Windy City. Everybody's like volunteering, like, I'll go, yeah, me. And then they're like, conditions are a little windy. Like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
you!
But I...
Hey, you're not just impersonating a pilot so you can drink here, are you?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm here.
You fly boys, you crack me up!
But I keep telling you, I'm not a pilot!
And I keep telling you, you fly boys, crack me up!
crack me up. And then this scene is just like, hi, the voices they do is like, I'm Alan, I'm your co-pilot.
Yeah. And Homer, now this is exactly what I would do if I was in Homer's situation as well. I'd be like, for a change of pace, I'm gonna let you do most of the work. I think you're ready for it, Alan. Alan's not having it.
And then it's just, I love the way like the animation of him casting his hand across the thing for the switch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, and then Alan is like, we need that to live.
Yeah. Straight away, you should know that Homer doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, and I always love the visual gag of him flipping the switch and the wheels just retracting and the plane going right down.
This was one of my things I had on Bebo, I think, as one of my quotes. You know, you can put a quote?
Yeah.
One of the things, like, if word gets out about this, Crazy Clown Airlines will be a laughing stock.
But plus, I love the fact, like, this is where they've obviously gone with the plot and, okay, you know, they're about to go somewhere and then you realise Marge has like, a fear of flying. But, like, I just love how, like, simple of a joke it was. Like, it wasn't, like, a big explosion of the plane. It was just the wheels came out.
And now they crashed before they went off. Like,
and now they have to fix the problem,
But anyway, they get... free flights for the family to anywhere in the United States, excluding Alaska, Hawaii, the freak states. And of course, when Homer comes home...
Alaska!
Hawaii! Like, just, you set him up, we'll knock him down. Like, you know? Marge does not want to go.
Yeah.
But Homer wants to shake off the dust of this one-horse town.
I want to explore the world. I want to watch TV in a different time zone. I want to visit strange, exotic malls. I'm sick of eating hoagies. I want a grinder, a sub, a foot-long hero. I want to live, Marge. Won't you let me live? Won't you please?
Am I wrong? But like,
they're all the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A hero, a grinder, a sub, a foot-long. They're all the same thing. Like, pretty much.
And then so they're on the plane, and
I love the animation of Marge on the plane here,
where she's just sort of like,
yeah,
tensed.
Like, you know. And then you get like Bart and Lisa end up getting upgraded to first class,
yeah.
But Marge is the kind of losing herself. I use this all the time, actually. It's like, what's wrong? Are you hungry, sleepy, gassy? Is it gas? It's gas, isn't it?
And then, so that's when Marge reveals.
I just love how she's like, I have to get off the plane. Let me off the plane.
I'm asking you nicely
to get off the plane.
Yeah. And then Homer's like, take it easy, Marge.
Let me off. Like just running up the aisle.
I like the silhouette and all.
Yeah. It's great.
And then
really like, solid stuff. Like
I didn't really get the next joke where Homer's like, it's okay, we don't need to go on a trip. We'll just wait for the killer bees to come to us.
I think it's from a movie called The Killer Bees.
Oh, okay.
I think it is.
And it's like a direct reference to something in it?
I think it's, yeah, like and the whole thing was that they're taking the plane to fly away from killer bees.
Right, okay.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a weird one. Weird, yeah, it was a bit of an apple.
Again, a season 7 or 8 type joke. The sort of fat that you wouldn't normally associate with a script on season 6, if I may say.
They have left Grandpa on the plane, though. You get a bit of the Home Alone. You know what?
I did actually laugh out loud at this, because it's the way he just goes, ah!
It's great.
Yeah.
So, Homer solves the mystery. Marriage is a fear of flying.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's got a fear of something.
Not everybody.
Sack puppets.
This is one that I actually did appreciate. Normally this would be a joke where I'd be like, I didn't like that. It would be being the puffy tail sort of category.
Yeah.
But I did.
His reaction of like,
he's so scared.
Homer wants Marge to repress it, put it down so it'll never annoy them again. And Lisa's like, no, like she's gonna start acting weird, and then Marge just comes out holding the two of them.
Yeah. And the dog and the cat.
They've been living in sin.
We never had a wedding. Yeah. I find that meme doing the rounds currently with the coronavirus, that like, you know, day 10, and it's that quote of, I just realized we never had a wedding for the cat and the dog.
That's good.
Accurate.
You can see Marge is kind of really losing it here, where it's like Lisa's asking, has Marge been cooking all night? Like, judge, jury, executioner, I'll roll into one, you are.
Like, he's saying it happy, but that's
it's like, what? Word. Like, what are you saying? Like, listen to the words. And then, like, Marge's like, I'm fine. Mother always said, don't complain. Be good, behave. Be nice, smile. Be polite. Don't
think. Like, that.
It's just like she's losing it.
Yeah.
You heard your mother's rambling.
She's fine.
So behave. Marge is awake at 3 a.m.
Like tiling the roof. Putting on the
shingles
roof.
On the roof.
It's like, it's 3 a.m. Shouldn't you be baking?
Poor Marge. She's just like losing it completely.
And keeping herself in a state of cat-like readiness on the couch.
Homer, Lisa wants to send her to therapy. Homer doesn't believe in it. Breaks up families, turns wives against husbands, children against fathers, neighbors against me. And then he says, you don't have to pay some fancy psychiatrist $10 an hour to get top-notch therapy.
$10 an hour.
Yeah, right.
And I love this. It's the accent when they call radio psychic. It's that
Hank Azaria, like New York.
Yeah, like, you will die a terrible, terrible death.
Yeah. Oh, that was our last caller. I'm getting something now. Okay, you will die a terrible, terrible death. But it kind of sounds like the guy with the wax lips.
Oh, it does.
I need it in the basement.
It is him.
Yeah, you know, brilliant. Like it's, Homer brings home some movies to help her. Hero, Fearless, Alive. I've never seen Alive, have you?
I don't think I have, but regardless, the reference still worked.
It's well renowned, like, as that sort of plane crash movie.
Yeah, I've seen it in bits. I do remember it when I was a kid. It was like that was the sort
that
of
was
one.
The one. That
yeah,
was
the one.
Like about a plane crash or something like that. Where oh, like and the people eat each other.
I know. What? Terry, hang on. I see you've turned on your lights, and I'll raise you turning on my own lights because it's gotten rather dark in here. Hang on.
Clap on. Well, while he's gone, folks, I guess I'll just tell you what I'm drinking here. It's a lovely Italian Pinot Grigio.
I can't hear you. Hang on.
I'm talking to the folks at home.
What are you telling them that I couldn't hear? You slagging me up?
No, I'm just telling them what I finished drinking.
What you finished drinking? Tell me. I want to be in on this.
It was a lovely Italian Pinot Grigio.
Oh, okay.
Well deserved after a long day hunched over a fucking laptop.
Do you spend a full working day, by the way?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I have to. Like that's the worst thing. Like I'm working more at home than I ever was in the office. Anyway, they take Marge to a psychiatrist, and Homer and Lisa have a sort of argument. Very childish to him getting into.
Your mom's going to a psychiatrist. She's going to tell Marge to leave me. It'll break up the family and you'll have to live with your grandmother and pick beans.
Dad, I like picking beans with Grandma.
Well, keep it up then.
Okay, I will.
Good. You do that.
Fine.
You'll be picking many a bean.
Hope I do.
Great gag here with Skinner. And he picks up the magazine he's reading to hide his face. And it's like Principal Today. So it's just Skinner's face.
And like what I love about it is that like, one, why would he pose with that face? It's the exact face he would make if he was caught being somewhere he wasn't supposed to be or whatever. It's just like that.
So he has, it is nothing to do with Bart Simpson. He has many issues with his beloved smother. Mother.
Homer's like, leave the man alone with his pain. Yeah.
Homer is in with the doctor.
Yeah, first question, how much do you charge?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Like, I charge on a sliding scale. I can go as low as $30 an hour.
Keep sliding.
$30 will be fine.
Great match.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you, homie.
That's spot on. That's your best one. That's better than Barney, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Best one yet, mate. Homer basically is acting out, and Marge is saying, oh, look, he's just afraid. You're going to blame all my problems on him. And she's like, I'm not here to blame anyone. Underlines husband on a notepad.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it's great. She next day she's in her first session and it's Marge and the therapist. It's a private sanctuary where nobody will be able to know what transpires between them. And
it's a classic gag.
The great gag of Homer being the window washer.
Yeah.
Like and it's
awesome. Oh, that's just Murray, the window washer. He comes every day at 12.
But it's a few seconds before 12.
And Murray just drops right down. What a great joke.
Homer's dead.
Like. Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, he's up how many stories? Like, you just hear him falling off a building.
So, Homer is really acting up here. This Ever since like, you started therapy, all you can do is talk about yourself. What about me, Marge?
I just left my first session and I haven't opened my mouth yet.
You see, I just left my first session and I haven't opened my mouth yet.
This is very much like Homer in, what's the one, Streetcar Named Marge.
Yeah, yeah, it's very like season four, like he's acting irrationally. Like,
yeah, he's like a big, he's like a big child. Dickhead. Yeah. A big oaf.
So Marge is going through a trauma with the therapist and her first traumatic experience is the first day of school.
And can I just say,
how cruel.
Poor baby Mara. Baby Mara is so cute. It's the cutest kid. And it's just everywhere she turns, it's just something horrible happening to her.
Well, they say that the fire drill, and they use the drill a flaming hole in your head. And there's only one big toilet, and you all go at the same time. I do love this next one, though, where it's the kids are worse.
Yeah.
The girl.
Ew, you like the monkeys? You know they don't write their own songs.
They do songs.
They don't even play their own instruments.
No, no.
That's not even Michael Nesmith's real hat.
Yeah. The marriage's like, but it is true. They didn't write their own songs. All play their own instruments.
They weren't about music, Terry. They were about rebellion, about political and social upheaval.
I love how Marge is just like, yeah, you get it. Like, yeah. She's just nods like, along.
Yeah,
like,
this will do. Yeah.
Homer, oh, this had me burst out loud.
I already know.
Did you talk about me in therapy today?
I don't think so.
Tell me the truth! Oh, don't tell her I raised my voice! Don't! Happy family, happy family!
Tell me the truth! Don't tell her I raised my voice. Happy family, happy family.
He just explodes. Yeah. Like, tell me the truth!
So good. She's having the dream where she's the mother from Lost in Space.
Yeah. You see, I never seen Lost in Space, so I didn't quite get this whole thing, but
I'm the same. I never seen it. I knew of it. I knew what the kind of archetypes are supposed to be like. But Homer just going on, you clattering clank of cogs. Oh, my fair lady, as you know, my back is a disaster. Oh, the pain of it all.
And then, yeah, I do quite like Lisa as the robot for some reason. Yeah. And for some reason, I had a little chuckle at the word astro chores. I don't know what that would entail, but I just liked it.
I like Lisa as well. Like, danger, danger, my hooks are flailing wildly. Yeah.
And so that's where you get to the crux where Marge says, Daddy, please don't leave. Take me with you.
And then she's like, Marge's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. And you also infringed on a number of copyrights.
Love it. Great guy. And Marge is just deflecting here.
Yeah. It's weird seeing Marge, who's normally so, like, you know,
level headed. She's just, like, off kilter here.
Off the rocker on this one, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you're going to make a big deal of this. It's like, my father was a pilot.
A pilot? This is a big deal.
You see?
I just love her reaction. A pilot?
And then she's like,
this may not be the best time to bring this up, but your last check bounced.
And then that's the moment where she's like, I'm remembering something. Yes, but there's still the matter.
And now, I love the dad's voice. Like, goodbye, Margie. Be a good girl now.
Yeah.
And then, like, she just, the way she climbs up the stairs.
I know.
You know, her little legs.
Cute baby Marge.
And then, like, you see, the dad's like, so, who wants a pre-flight cookie?
Fig Newtons? Hydrox?
Hydrox? Daddy.
Don't look at me. Today, male flight attendants or stewards are quite common. I guess they wouldn't have been common back then.
Like, no. Say if you're talking the 80s or the 70s. Like,
yeah.
And then I like where she's like, wait a minute, I'm remembering some more stuff. And it's a baby with a grandma like, here comes the airplane. Like, just like ramming it into her eyes. So, yeah.
The toy plane that she's riding just catches fire.
Yeah. And then, now, did you get the film reference here?
I don't know the film. I know it's incredibly famous, but I don't know. It's the plane in the cornfield.
North by Northwest.
I wouldn't have gotten that in a trillion guesses.
Hitchcock classic.
Is it good, yeah?
Cary Grant. Yeah, it's great. Really good.
Okay.
I tell you what, you ever seen that Family Guy episode with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
That whole thing was a spoof. That whole episode was like a spoof on they have a fight at the Mount Rushmore at the end.
Right.
Like, that happened in North by Northwest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and then they do it with Family Guy.
All right. Well, look, I'm not going to pretend that I know a whole lot about
Hitchcock.
Hitchcock. And I've seen The Birds.
Yeah, but like, you can do a lot worse. You know, Psycho's great.
I hadn't seen Psycho.
Yeah, it's really good. Right. Well, probably won't scare you, but like, it's just a really interesting film for like a horror film back in the 60s.
What's the best Hitchcock movie?
For me, the best one is Vertigo.
Right.
But Rear Window is a close second.
Is that that sinister looking kid one?
Yeah, yeah. And then and Jimmy Stewart is in both of them. And then there's another one called Rope, which is very good as well.
Jeez, never heard any of these. I heard the Rear Window, all right, but I never
Rear Window's great. I'm trying. There's a, you know, there's a lot. Strangers on a Train is great as well. Like,
oh, I've seen a bit of that. I didn't know that was him.
Crisscross.
Ah, right.
Good movies. He was the master of suspense, Andy.
Maybe. Well, that's what's almost lacking these days. If maybe while I'm in quarantine, I'll fish out a pair on that completely legal link that you sent me that time.
Yeah, I'll send it to you again tomorrow.
Hold on, your audio's gone.
No, your audio's gone, mate. I can hear you.
I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
Great.
You're off your rocker. So then it kind of just gets wrapped up at the end.
Yeah.
You know, they say, you know, she's just started to scratch the surface. The more serious problem of her husband.
That's okay. You don't have to make her into some kind of superwoman. We can get on a plane. That's plenty.
Yeah.
And then even just, again, it's a fairly subtle thing where Homer, they're finally back on the plane and Homer's like, that's just the luggage compartment closing, cross-checking. And the fact that, like, the plane, it's like, moves and just goes straight into the water and, like, no one screams or anything like that. It's just like, that's just a carp swimming around your ankles.
And then, good end.
Yeah, very good. Now let me ask you a question, Mr. Sucker.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you want to get into ratings first?
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. look, I'm out of sorts. I'm Skyping. I'm sitting on a beanbag. My back is breaking here.
I really enjoyed this episode. I've always had it as one of my faves. You know, it's a real one that I slept on. You know, you when you were a kid, you had seen loads of episodes multiple times.
Yeah.
This was one I remember like coming across, like the sugar episode. I remember coming across it and being like, "What is this? I've never seen this one before."
Oh, nice! You know, those ones.
It was like that one, the sugar one, and the one where the secrets to a successful marriage were like three of the ones that like.
Oof!
I think I was like 12 before I saw it. You know, whereas you would have seen everything numerous times before.
Yeah. Like, so it still has that fresh feel, like all these years later.
I haven't worn it to death, but I think it's just fucking brilliant.
Like, yeah, it is brilliant.
As I've gotten older, there's so much more I appreciate. Like when I watch it the first time, you don't appreciate the Cheers gag.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 12, you don't get it. But then it's like, oh.
There's stuff that I continuously still get that I hadn't seen. Or that I didn't get.
You always pick up on it. Like
since we started this podcast, there's loads of things I picked up that I missed first time around on so many of them.
Yeah.
Can I ask who your MVP would be in this episode?
I'm going to give it to Marge.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Marge. I actually thought she was great in this episode. Yeah. One of the rare Marge ones where she's
not going to be the MVP too often.
No,
so,
but it's good to give her manic energy really brought along.
Yeah.
And my rating is going to be another solid 8.8.
Oh, okay. Your last four ratings have been 8.7, 8.9, 8.8, and now 8.8.
Yeah.
A high eights.
Yeah. Be a disservice to put it any lower, to be honest.
I also liked this episode. I thought it was very good. I loved the intro of Mo just getting so pissed off at Homer. Yeah. And
we just love how outlandish their things are.
Yeah,
you know, like
in that gag, like the cobra.
a cobra, like,
oh, I'm gonna
fire.
Be sick tonight. I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was it sort of crept along, the right word. It sort of had a nice pace to it the whole way. And I just thought it was very well done, especially when I learned of how they started with Marge in therapy and then built the whole sort of story around it. It could have gone, you know, I think if they'd have tried that 5 years later, it wouldn't have, obviously, it wouldn't have, but, you know, they wouldn't have come close to
Wouldn't have been as organic feeling. Yeah. I don't think that's the level they're operating at right now. Like,
so I would, my MVP would be Marge also. I feel like I'm not going to get, I'm sorry, I know I should be different just for, you know, but I feel like Marge isn't going to get it quite a lot, so I'll give her one, Terry.
Tell that to Homer.
My rating would be a solid, for me, 8.3.
That's good.
Which is higher than last week, and actually one of my highest of the season. You might know
it's a better episode than last week's one.
Yes.
Even though I gave him the same rating.
What was last week?
It's Grandpa.
Yeah, I think this was better, yeah. It did even feel fresher to me, even though, you know.
It's not one that's in the regular rotation. Like, it doesn't get played that often.
No, it doesn't at all. It's one of those sort of towards the end of a disc on a DVD set. But listen.
Shall we get our plugs in?
Yes, thank you for listening. And if you want to see more...
need to follow a video podcast.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. I put it in H podcast. We got some fresh memes in the last few days to tickle your funny.
Yeah,
I noticed
that. Yeah, nice. Good work.
Thank you. There we have. You can email us. Put it in H pod at gmail.com. We are technically still on Facebook.
I keep getting whenever I'm on Facebook, it's like, you haven't logged in, let's put it in H.
No, because they're fucking desperate, that's why. Have you ever gone to Facebook and it's like 27 notifications? It's like someone you don't know did something you don't care about. Do you know that you could be boosting your latest post for, you know, it's all this.
How are they still worth so much money?
I don't know, but they're making a very special effort to be like, when you open your WhatsApp from Facebook. Yeah. Instagram.
Well, that's the thing.
From Facebook. We still have good things.
They bought both of those things. Yeah. So, you know.
It's like, so don't associate us with Facebook, even though we are Facebook. Anyway, we are there. Where else can they find us, Terry?
You can email us at putitinh@gmail.com.
I said that. I just said that.
Sorry, I zoned out. You can. You know where we are. You know where we are. We're on Patreon.
Most importantly.
That's where we are, if you want to support us. There's one of two ways you can support us. Patreon is, you know, a good way to support us. Now,
nothing beats cold hard cash.
I know it's tough at the moment, people out there listening. So, look, if you can...
What else are you going to spend that on? You know what I mean?
Well,
I think I know where you're going with this, Terry, and let me interject. If you, you're at home, you can only do essential groceries, or at least you will in the next couple of days. So what else are you going to spend it on? You're going to be spending it on entertainment in the house, and that's where we come in. Take it from here, Terry. Carry on.
What we're doing over on Patreon, if you subscribe to us, I'm all over the place. Subscribe to us. We're doing a sister podcast called What's So Great About? And our first mini series that we're doing on is on the movies of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Iron Man is in the can already. Yep. It's there.
And
the Incredible Hulk should be dropping next week as well. Mm-hmm. These ones are going out for free on our other feed, but they will be going behind a paywall soon enough. So if you like them, the only way you're going to be able to listen to them is to sign up. Or if you're a Patreon already, you get them for free.
Yeah, bar the fee that you pay.
You also get a badge. Is that you're going,
you get a badge. Yeah. An elite status symbol to distinguish you among the common folk.
If you are finding time hard, another way you can support us is... get on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever, Spotify, whatever it is, and give us a rating, give us a review, follow us, you know, all that good stuff.
Share us online if you like it. Tell your friends.
Yeah, because that really helps grow the podcast. It gets us in the charts, gets more eyes on the product. More ear holes listening to us a-holes.
Yay! There you go. That now. Very good.
Yeah, you better be quick, Andy.
If this is anyone but Terry Tona, you're stealing my bit. anyway.
But yeah, that really helps support us. And I think we're going to try and get into our weekly recording. So it might be, instead of mini episodes, it'll be just, you know, episodes. You
just
know?
Cracking on so while cranking we're, it out, cranking while we're it out. Here. You know it.
Yeah, you know, while we're stuck in self-isolation.
We are. Is that to the imagination lens?
Yeah, very good. That's our next series.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. I know that, look, we don't particularly enjoy Skype or Viber or whatever over face-to-face. Not that we don't enjoy, that's not fair, but you know what I mean. It's harder to do. The energy is a bit different, but you understand. And so if you're still, you know, with us and all that, we really appreciate it. We will be going back, obviously, to face-to-face when we can be face-to-face.
When Leo removes the lockdown.
That's
what I was expecting to say. He's like, nah, it's threefold. It's one, doing this. Two, doing that. And three, lockdown. That's DX music.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Well, look, we'll leave it there, so, as the man says.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you, everyone, for joining us.
We will see you next week.
Boom. Stay safe.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh. Take the last train to Clarksville. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.